clock was open. 800-259-9231. Hope you enjoyed that. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves as we launch here into the third hour of the program. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You'll find a bunch of great stuff, and it's all thanks to listeners like you who have actively participated in creating and continuing to create the content for the website every single day. There's something fresh there at freetalklive.com. Again, thanks to listeners like you. So, 800-259-9231. Coming up, Sam, you're going to tell us about the economy, gold specifically, and some of the shenanigans that are going on behind the scenes. Allegedly, we'll go first, though, to your phone calls. And Tim, oh, and also Living Forever, Mark, you're going to touch on that if we get a chance. Tim,
who wants to do that?
Is in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim. Tim, in North Carolina, going once.
Tim, how you doing?
You're on the air, doing great. What's on your mind?
I wasn't actually asking you. I was just quoting that cop from the video you were talking about. That was hilarious.
Yeah, the video is posted for those just tuning in right now at freekeen.com. It is the top post there, and it's of some activists in Atlanta who really appear to know exactly how to handle the police. They're doing a really kick-butt job of refusing to answer the police's questions on the street and instead just batting questions right back at them and doing it all on video. And they actually had two different cameras, which they edited together into the same video. So it turned out really nice. But go ahead with your thoughts, Tim.
I heard you guys had a caller earlier about the parking ticket thing. I got one of those parking violations last Friday night, and I think I'm going to fight it.
All right. So where are you in North Carolina?
This was in Raleigh. I live outside of Raleigh, the so-called capital city or whatever.
Now, what does it entail to fight a parking ticket? Because as we were saying earlier, the systems are different around the country in the different 50 different states. Some of them, they want you to pay court costs if you lose. What are the risks involved here?
This $30 fund is going to be $50 after October 8th. Probably about $100 court cost, but I'm going to fight it. I plan on winning the battle there. I'm actually in the process now with my buddy. We're going to start up the No State Project, North Carolina, something I'm in the process of getting done here recently.
What is your plan there?
I've read Adventures in Legaland probably about three times.
It's a great book by our friend Mark Stevens.
Yeah, and I took the class up there at Pork Fest. I was up there. One thing I got to tell Sam, congratulations. Last time I called in a couple weeks ago, pretended to be God, and he got me with that question, saying that I should have known what he was thinking. I don't know if he remembers that from a couple
weeks. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Ago.
This is God.
Yeah, that was me.
So wait a minute. You came up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You hung out for a weekend with some of the most awesome liberty-oriented people in the entire planet, and you still want to stay in North Carolina? What did we do wrong?
Just about, I got to have about one more year. I got to get my car paid off, save up a little bit more cash. Should be up there within a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
I think by starting a no-state project in North Carolina, you're talking basically a study group or a group of people who are applying the Mark Stevens strategies
just
in court.
Following the motions, having people. We've already had two successes there with that, and I'm going to fight this ticket myself and try to videotape as much of it as I can, get that up, maybe send it to you guys.
Yeah, that'd be great. The more approaches we can see people trying in court, the better to get some idea of what works and what doesn't.
You know, the Mark Stevens approach sounds great when you're reading Adventures in Legaland, but when the rubber hits the road and you're the one thinking about taking whatever case it is to court and using it, it suddenly gets a lot scarier. And
well, it's tough because these bureaucrats are in there doing this every day. They know all the tricks. They know how to sort of twist the words or do sort of end runs around where you're going or what you're trying to ask. And so you have to sort of get some level of competency, and it's certainly a learning curve.
Yep.
Yeah, but I look forward to having more people who are willing to take unusual approaches, mm-hmm. make the move up here to New Hampshire, because a lot of people will they'll come over on the Freekeen forum at forum.freekeen.com, and they'll say, well, you guys need to do this and this and this and this. And usually the response is, come on up, show us how it's done, because there have been a lot of people who've come in and said that this will work, and I've tried to take some of their ideas and run with them, and, you know, they don't have any more success than any other approach. So I hope that you have some success down there and that you
can
publicize.
I'm going to bring two people with me to New Hampshire, so you got a couple more coming from North Carolina, too.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's fantastic. So so to go back to you were originally calling about, what was it,
the video you guys were just talking about?
Ah, yes. Well, then there was the parking ticket, right? So you've got court costs that you're facing. It's $30. So you're putting in a challenge right out the gate. You're not going to let it get up to 50.
File a notice of appeal. On the way up to New Hampshire, I did the same thing. I went through the toll booth coming through New York City. They sent me a fee, and I filed a two-page notice of appeal, and they sent me something back through the mail saying that they were going to just drop the fee.
Wait a minute, you just blew through a toll booth?
When you come through New York City, first time ever doing it, there's this upper level and lower level split. Our direction said to go lower level, which was all the easy pass things versus the pay cash thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's no way to back up. It's like a quarter mile back, and we had it's 12:30 at night. There's cars behind us. So I just had to graze on through there, and they snapped my picture, sent me the thing in the mail probably a week after I got back from Porkfest. Mm-hmm. And so I just drafted a little notice of appeal. I gave them 11 questions to answer. Just challenging their standing, challenging their jurisdiction, and they tossed it out. They said that they sent me a letter back saying that they weren't going to process this, and that, you know, have a nice day.
Really?
Will you post that at bbs.freetalklive.com or freekeen.com?
Yeah, or the Freekeen forum.
On the forum. And
the appeal notice or the thing they sent me in the mail?
All of the appeals.
How you did it. If you, because, you know, people get, they make these things so difficult to figure out how to use them. They're intended for the locals to pay the toll and for people who are not local to pay fines. And they're complicated. Oftentimes in Chicago, you had to pull over to pay the fine while you're going by. You're just supposed to know that you're supposed to pull over. It's crazy. And, if they send you these fines, most people just send them some money. I want to know how to what questions do you, what are the magic questions?
Yeah, I mean, if we could post a document up that people can file as they make the move to New Hampshire and just blow through the toll booths. So,
yeah, well, there was about 8 tolls.
Yeah.
I didn't intend to not pay. It just worked out that way. So
sure.
Perfect chance to try some of these. I made up the questions. They're based on questions that I read in the book, and I kind of just added to them a little bit. And they said if I get caught in New York City, that they have the option to assess the penalties then, but they weren't going to follow it down to North Carolina and try to do anything with it. So I just got to stay the heck out of New York City.
Okay, so it wasn't a total win, so that didn't really drop the charge. They're just not pursuing it at this moment. Is that the idea?
Could not answer my question. They weren't going to answer my questions. But yeah, I can definitely post those, and I should be able to find the letter that they sent.
Yeah, usually when it comes to the tough questions that Mark Stevens asks, he understands he's usually not going to. Once he gets through a few of them, he's not going to get responsive answers to the questions. It's an interesting approach. I'm a big fan of Mark, and I like his work. And I'm actually in the middle of the book right now. Adventures in Legal Land is his book. You can go to markstevens.net to learn more about his approach. He's got a YouTube channel where he kind of talks a little bit about what he does, and some free articles online as well. That's Mark with a C, markstevens.net. And look forward to having you up here. And definitely, if you get a chance, post some of your stuff over at forum.freekeen.com. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Who knows what's going to work when it comes to these bureaucrats? It seems like the only thing that's consistent is their inconsistency and their arbitrariness as to what will be successful.
It's confusing.
So, toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, the gold situation. Does it even exist? Well, if it's in your hands, you know it does. But if it's somewhere else, Sam's going to tell us some of that story here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. with lots of features there for you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved in the Shrine. The details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com. Coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about living forever. Maybe some advances have been made in science. We'll find out what they have to say.
It's going to happen, right?
If we get a chance, it feels like it's inevitable. But before we get to that, though, Sam, you've got something about the gold supply.
Yeah, there's a video that actually one of the other co-hosts, Wayne, sent me, and hopefully I'm not stealing his thunder. But I thought it was fantastic. It's a guy named Mark Kaiser interviewed this guy named Jim Willey, who is one of the insiders that runs a newsletter talking about gold and some of the scandals and and things that are going on there. And in this video, which you can find if you go to obscuretruth.com and look in my favorites on the YouTube channel, it's the top one right there. In the video, he talks about, you know, a number of shady things have been going on. There's been talk about the derivatives and the ETFs, the exchange-traded funds like GLD, where you can go into the stock market and you can buy a share of GLD. And supposedly, when you buy the share at some point, if you want to trade that in and actually...
What is that, a company that...
It's a company that is basically supposed to be taking money from people who invest through the stock market, going out, buying physical gold, and then keeping it in the warehouse.
Okay.
So then if I decide, all right, I own, you know, 5 shares or 5 ounces of gold and I want delivery of that, they'll send me the gold.
Right. But it's really it's a shill company in the sense that these brokerages have gotten together and said, we're sick and tired of losing some of our customers to gold purveyors.
Yep.
And we want instead to be able to sell stocks that are for gold. And I can tell you, my a good friend of mine who's, you know, handles my stock purchases, he said this to me sort of early on in his career. Well, I can get you gold. You know, mm-hmm. By that he meant this GLD stock, and he didn't actually mean gold that I could hold in my hand.
And so the problem is with these funds or these stocks is that they're not actually keeping the gold in physical possession, and that they've created derivatives where they're basically doing a fractional reserve system, just like with the dollar.
Well, now, is this the similar thing? Because wasn't it J.P. Morgan that was doing the same thing with silver? Wasn't there news a month or two ago? Was it also gold? Okay,
yeah.
Well, is this the same crew or is this a different group doing the same scam? Where wasn't it the J.P. Morgan Bank that was caught red-handed doing this, where they were selling gold, but they didn't know they only had like 1% of it actually on hand if somebody ever wanted to cash in?
Morgan. And this is these kind of news stories come regularly out of the gold bug arena.
Well, that was a way for them to sell stuff they didn't have. Obviously, but also to drive down the price of gold, wasn't it?
Well, okay, now there, I hadn't heard about the 1% in reserve, but what has happened is I think the FTC or somebody has changed the rules, and they've Chase, J.P. Morgan, and one of the other brokerages.
Chase is J.P. Morgan.
Yeah, but one of the other brokerages has shut down their gold trade futures trading desk. And what they would do with that is they would manipulate the price of gold by buying all of these options. And a typical number of contracts for gold would be 30,000. Over the last few months, that number is 300,000. So they are
meaning people that want to do a deal on gold.
Well, meaning that those are contracts outstanding. Those are shorts on gold. Meaning they're betting that the price of gold will go down by purchasing all of these contracts. And they're using all of these options to sort of artificially suppress the price of gold and keep it low. And so it's basically kind of a financial terrorism on gold to keep the price low so that, you know, the cracks
right, and if
don't
they're selling,
show.
If they're selling gold that doesn't actually exist, they can sell it at the whatever price because it's not really supply and demand. They're just making up the supply.
Exactly.
So that helps keep the price down, too.
And because they're the brokerage, they're using their position to sort of do this through fiat to where they're not actually out any gold. We're getting into sort of a complex area, but yes, they've recently shut those groups down was the news a few weeks ago, and that may be what you're referring to. So they're price-fixing mechanism, one of those has been disabled. And then when I saw this video, it was very interesting. It talked about there was a the Bank of International Settlements had a huge problem with a 340-ton gold swap contract. Where
340 tons of gold.
Of gold, yep. Okay. It was big bucks.
How do they ship that?
Brinks Armored Security.
In the truck, but, you know, I can imagine they could put a series of armored trucks, but will they have an armored ship? That way they put this on a battleship? Do they put this in an aircraft carrier? I mean,
good question.
300 tons of gold? Somebody might want to steal that.
Perhaps. You would think, yeah.
Well, that was the story, and there were some cover stories and so forth that came out, but then shortly after that, the Portuguese, which is one of these countries that is bankrupt and not looking so hot, they did an audit and came up with about 340 tons worth of gold. So the speculation is that that was some sort of emergency shipment in order to move the gold in so that it could be audited, kind of like Ron Paul's trying to do here in the United States.
He wants to audit Fort Knox now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd love to see what happens when you audit the Fed, when you audit Fort Knox. I want to know all these things. This might be a good example of what's going to happen when the audits go through.
That they'll just put gold there to make it look like it's really there.
They've borrowed. I mean, there are other stories where people were taking physical delivery from the GLD. This is how they found out it was derivatives, and they didn't have it, and they were offering people a $300 or $400 premium per ounce of gold in order to not take the physical possession, but instead
story. Wait, when you say a $300 or $400 premium, meaning they were asking, the customer was asking for the gold they thought they owned, and then the bank or whoever the dealer was coming back and saying, tell you what, instead of the gold, how about we just give you some cash?
Yeah, an ounce of gold was at $1,000 per ounce, okay? And so the customer said, I want my 400-ounce bar, because these are industrial lots we're talking about.
Yeah.
And so instead they come back and say, well, how about if we just give you $1,400 per ounce cash equivalent?
Now, this is all, of course, in the area of sort of speculation, because it's you're never going to get a news story on this. You're never going to get documentation. You know, the people that take the gold, what's their interest in telling you this information? You know, it's very difficult to really nail this stuff down.
But what happened, though, out of that, some of another one of the newsletter guys was a huge gold dealer. Some of his customers that get his newsletter got 400-ounce bars that were stamped from the Canadian Mint. So it looks like there's all of this sort of a shell game going on with all of the central banks shipping gold around behind the scenes to cover each other to keep the scam going, because they created such huge derivatives. Now, what's happened is some of the billionaires have started to get a little sketchy and decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take physical possession of my gold, and they conducted some raids, and we'll have to get into that when we come back.
Yeah, I definitely want to find out what you mean by that. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231, we're coming up.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 air purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. At freetalklive.com, you will find the features are free. We've got a lot of stuff there, too, including our news updates, the listening options, archives, and more. It's all given to you on the house. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. As a matter of fact, I got a ticket on Sunday while attending the Highland Games here in New Hampshire, and I'm going to do just this. I'm going to use the stuff I learned in Jurisdictionary. I'm going to review the course and take this ticket to court. It's only $100, but it's $100 I don't want to give to the government in order to continue their nonsense.
And if you were going to hire a lawyer, then you'd be out way more than $100.
A heck of a lot more. Jurisdictionary.com works for plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. So easy the average eighth grader can use it. The complete CD course, you can go through it in a single weekend. And you'll learn all the things about the filing, the forms, and the motions, and all that stuff. It's Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we're talking about gold, and we'll get to your phone calls here in just a bit, but I want to make sure, Sam, you have a chance to tell the rest of the story here. So far, from what I understand, there have been some shenanigans, and mm-hmm. we've talked about some of these in the past to some extent, maybe not the exact same ones, but where these brokerages or these banks are selling what is advertised as gold, but it's really just a piece of paper that says that you own gold, that when you actually try to get the gold on, they don't have it, so they're offering cash to people instead. Well, we'll give you premium over the spot price if you'll just take cash instead of demanding the gold, because they don't actually have it, because they've just been selling gold that they can't actually back up.
Mm-hmm.
Some would suggest that that's because they want to keep the demand supplied with something to satiate the buyers into thinking they actually have gold and keep the price of gold down, because that benefits them and the people that are kind of inside the system.
Well, and they know that if gold skyrockets, it's going to open people's eyes to just how bad the financial system is. So it's a way of sort of sweeping things under the rug.
Right. And the people at these institutions like J.P. Morgan are pretty much federal agents. I mean, they're not working for the feds.
They're the ones getting the bailouts.
They're tied in.
It ain't you that's getting the bailout.
Right.
It's their executives who work for the who head up the Treasury, Geithner and Paulson and so forth.
Yeah. So they're running a protection. They're running protection for their buddies at the Federal Reserve and the federal government. So on top of all that, they're also allegedly shuffling gold around from bank to bank. When audits are being done, there's some evidence of that, apparently, that they're basically using the same gold. Whenever an audit is done, that the central banks are moving the same amount of gold around in order to make it look like the gold's really there.
And there was another story where the audited gold was coin melt. Now, the only nation to do 400-ounce bars of coin melt is the United States when they did the gold confiscation. And apparently this came out of Fort
Knox. That was
Knox.
In the 30s.
Yeah, back then. So, this gold, there are all kinds of shenanigans and several stories like this. So what happened recently is the London Metals Exchange market went dark for a while. All of their data sort of was closed off to the public. They said, oh, if you're a member, you can see this, but you have to pay £25,000 and have three references and so forth. So it was kind of a scam, really shady stuff going on. And the inside word is that a group of billionaires, these are oil sheiks from the Middle East, billionaire businessmen from China and so forth, these guys have allocated accounts. Now, when you buy shares of gold, it's not allocated. When you have an allocated account, your gold is actually accounted for. It's kept separate. You know, you have a sort of spot in the vault where your money's kept, and it's separate from everybody else. So that
you're that
you
important.
Can come
you're
and
not just
it.
A you're not just an accounting roster a line on a roster that says this is the amount you have, and yours is just thrown in with everybody else's.
Right.
They've got a special section that can be separately audited, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And so what's happened, though, is apparently these brokerages have been going in and raiding these allocated accounts to help cover for some of the shenanigans that are going on. So what these billionaires...
Because they figure the billionaire's not going to take claim on this much gold, right?
Exactly. Exactly. The billionaires then set up two insiders who were watching the supply and knew where the gold was being moved around and where it would be stored at certain times. And according to their contracts for their accounts, they can go in and do raids and audits and so forth to collect their gold. So these are legal raids, but the London exchange market thought, oh, they'll never be able to pull anything like this off.
Mm-hmm. They go in with armed guys, though, right?
I don't know.
That's what a raid usually
is. I think so, but... They pulled it off, and so they went in and they heisted their gold out, and in the contract they can do this every 10 to 14 days. And so the word is that these brokerages are having to go out and buy gold on the open market in order to cover for all of the derivatives that they've made and in order to cover for the gold that these billionaires have pulled out and gotten out of the country to Hong Kong or to somewhere else where it's safe.
Meaning gold's going up in price?
Well, what happened last week?
It hit a record high.
Like four times.
Yeah. Well, interesting.
Hey.
I mean, there's nothing firm on this, right? It's just the insiders are saying this.
The fact that the London Metals Exchange went dark is true.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the swap for the 340 tons of gold, that's true and verified.
Right.
The Portuguese thing is verified.
The story I read you on the premiums and that they didn't have the money to back it up. That was an AP story.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't one of the speculative things. There's a lot of hints in here, and these people are trying to fill in the cracks of knowledge, and I can totally appreciate why they would try to do that.
And his source is one of the billionaires who's doing this.
Gotcha.
And so they are out for blood to break these guys because they told them, oh, sir, we will keep your gold. It'll be right here in vault slot number 431, and you can come and get it anytime you want. And they have screwed them. So now they're like, all right, we're going to come in and be conducting raids. They've got insiders who know where the gold's being moved around, who have been paid off by the billionaires,
right.
And they're going to keep going after that gold, which means the game.
Billionaires versus bankers.
Yeah, it's great. But it also means that the sort of the ball is coming unraveled. I mean, things
right.
are starting to break all over the place. And we know that because of all these derivatives, the price of gold has been artificially kept low. And because of the false inflation numbers, I mean, if you just use the government's inflation numbers, gold should be at $2,000 to $3,000 an ounce. If you use the shadow stats numbers, where, you know, the real inflation rate, it should be somewhere between $6,000 to $8,000 an ounce. And the shadow stats guy, by the way, 2 weeks ago came out and said, I believe we're going to reach hyperinflation may start as early as 6 to 9 months from today.
I hope he's wrong about that.
Yeah, same here. I don't want to see
very
this
interesting.
Stuff, but it's something you need to kind of consider.
Yeah,
you know,
and Gerald Celente, another one of the forecasters who's been right about a lot of things, 6 months ago or eight months ago, called 2010 the Great Crash of 2010. So all of these things sort of seem to be pointing in the same direction. The gold market's coming unraveled, and if you're thinking about buying gold, now would probably be a pretty good time to do it.
That's a tough thing, right? Because normally when I'm buying gold or silver, I'm not buying it as an investment. I'm buying it to hedge my bets on cash, because cash is always going to lose value. The only question is how quickly.
It's been losing value.
Right.
You're actually buying back the value that's been stolen from you, the value that's been stolen from you in the gold. Because at this point, if what these things say are true, and I'm not going to make those predictions. I don't know these things. I'm not going
no
to
tell.
Risk.
They may have another
I'm
card.
I'm not going to risk that with the listeners, but I will say I believe it, and I'm buying precious metals.
Yeah,
so
they may have another card up their sleeve where they'll be able to do something else to push the price back down to, you know, 1,000 again. But if you wait and you want to see if that happens, then it may just keep going up. And then so if you just buy for the fact of protecting your wealth, then eventually, I mean, what was gold a decade ago? $200, $300, something like that?
Yeah, $250.
So, I mean, there's no doubt that it goes in a certain direction. So get in while you can is the game. I mean, silver, I bought it a few years back at $9 or $10 an ounce, and recently I bought some more at $23. So at least I have silver, you know. I don't feel too bad. I try not to beat myself up like, oh, I should have bought then or I should have bought now or whatever. Better to have it than not. 800-259-9231, and you can get some over at gold.freetalklive.com. There's more coming up. You take control.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-03.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Perhaps enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Sam is here from ObscureTruth.com. Great site to visit if you want to get some excellent liberty-oriented documentary work, news packages, that kind of thing. In fact, Sam, what are you working on right now?
Oh, some non-campaign ads for one of the local guys running for sheriff here, Eli Rivera.
Oh, boy.
He'll be up on Free Keen.
All right, cool, cool. We'll look forward to seeing that. People can go to obscuredtruth.com, hit the subscribe button, and go keep an eye on what happens with Sam's videos as he releases them. So 800-259-9231, we go to your phone calls to the fun. Joe is in Tennessee on the amp lines. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight? Doing great.
Well, actually, while you guys are talking about gold, you know, it's a lot of places you can get gold for near spot, but how do you get rid of it? I mean, the liquidity of it is the only problem I have with just purchasing a bunch of it. It just seems like you have to take such a hit when you're trying to get rid of it, unless you're in a place like New Hampshire where people are accepting it as currency.
Yeah, I couldn't totally, I just don't have that experience that you're talking about.
Don't buy so much that you need to get rid of it.
Well, any coin shop that you take it to, they'll buy it typically right then.
Well, what he's saying is you'll take a hit you do that.
You'll take some hit on
the
spot.
But that's because you bought too much, right? I mean, if you're buying a certain, if you take a percentage of the money that you would normally be saving and you turn that into gold, you still have other cash that you're saving. So hopefully you still have enough cash to pay your bills and stuff like that. I wouldn't recommend putting all of your money in gold. That means you'd have to be turning it over and trying to sell it and things like that.
The best way, of course, is eBay.
I think the best place is Craigslist. I mean, if you put it out on Craigslist and you sell it even just at spot, I don't think you would have much trouble getting rid of, unless you're, you know, 50 ounces. That's going to sit there for a while, especially if you're trying to sell it in one lot. But if you'll sell 1 ounce or 5 ounces or, you know, 1 or 2 ounces at a time, people will buy that even if it's just at spot. People will pay a premium for it.
Okay, great. I didn't know you could just do that on eBay, too. It won't be long before the government shuts that down as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, eBay, you're going to pay all of their fees and so forth. My dad buys a lot of gold off of Craigslist, and he tries to pay 10%. If he can get something for 10% over spot, he thinks that's a great deal.
Oh, well, that's excellent. The other thing I called about was Adam Mueller, the whole call bank thing that we did yesterday. We, you know, a lot of people online were making phone calls.
Yeah, Adam, was one of those people. Adam Mueller from LibertyOnTour.com.
It just looks like Mueller when you see it spelled.
Yeah, we had an extended conversation with him last night about his arrest in Las Vegas. And you're right, the activists around, Liberty activists around the country picked up their phones and they called the jail and they called the prosecutor, they called the court and they called these bureaucrats to let them know how they felt. What were you going to say about it? Go ahead.
Maybe we could like create a playbook for the future. Like I called the Las Vegas Review Journal, the mayor's office, the city manager's office, and it seemed like those places are, you know, they have more of a pull where you want people calling the jail there in places above them, just calling the bureaucrats they're themselves responsible for it.
I like that. Somebody suggested that last night on the show. I think it's a great idea to call the prosecutor's office and pressure them to drop the charges because the jailers are just doing their job.
Somebody, that was me.
But also, it was a caller.
But letting the jailers know that there are people watching, that you need to get the person a blanket and make sure that you're giving them basic rights. I think that's important.
It's been successful. It's just that the people that want to do something more. Mm-hmm. The one call to the jail is works. But what you got to remember is these bureaucrats learn from what happens.
They took the phone off the hook at one point.
So you've got to be prepared to do other things. And one of those other things I think is calling the prosecutor's office.
And also, like it was the Review Journal, which is Las Vegas' main newspaper. They seem to be the most receptive to like wanting the details about the story, and I think they've had the most impact on who they contacted for information. Because if you've got the main media source in the area calling your jail asking you what are you doing holding this person and investigating as some sort of civil rights story,
right? Or if they're calling the prosecutor or the mayor's office or city councilors, things like that, people who can put pressure on their underlings to make a change.
But I think that was just a huge success. I was so overwhelmingly impressed with the response and then the outcome. So,
yeah, because it looked pretty dire. Right, it looked pretty dire up front. Everybody thought they were going to keep him in jail. That was the initial word. And then all of a sudden, they just threw him out into the street, literally just threw him out of a van in the middle of nowhere or in the middle of the city. I guess it was in the middle of the city, but he didn't have any way of getting in touch with anybody. So it was shocking that they released him.
Big props to Adam for just having the sack to stay in jail and say, hey, don't bail me out. Let's see this through. So really appreciate, I'm not in New Hampshire just yet, but I really appreciate everybody who's doing everything. And it's very cool to see.
Right on. Well, we look forward to having you here, Joe. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Mark, tell me about Living Forever. We haven't talked about this this topic for a while. Oh, by the way, he mentioned New Hampshire. The show is brought to you by the Free State Project. Liberty-loving people from around the country and around the world are focusing their activism here. They're making the move to New Hampshire. They're getting active when they get here, and we're seeing amazing changes that are happening because of that. And it's really early on right now. It's ground floor. Get on up here and get involved at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Just real quick, this came from Doug Casey's newsletter that he sends out. Scientists close to curing aging? Now, please, I'm no scientist. If I get the name wrong of these things, please forgive me. by its name, you probably wouldn't think that TA65 were anything special. It's just a chemical compound that activates an enzyme in the human body. But what makes it exciting is the particular enzyme called telomerase, that the compound activates. You see, telomerase activation is thought to be a keystone of future regenerative medicine and a necessary condition for clinical immortality. Here's some background. At the end of a chromosome, there's this region of repetitive DNA that protects the end of the chromosome from deterioration. This region of repetitive DNA is called a telomere, and it is thought by scientists to be an aging clock of sorts in our bodies. With every cell division, our telomeres gradually shorten. It's this telomere decay, so to speak, that many scientists believe imposes the limit on our lifespans and decline in health as we age. Astounding as it may be, scientists have shown on numerous occasions that you can die before your telomeres end, just so you know. On numerous occasions, the human cell that does not undergo this telomere decay will divide indefinitely and is effectively immortal. The enzyme telomerase not only prevents telomere decay, but it actually lengthens the telomeres. Did you get that?
One more time.
The telomere assay not only prevents telomere decay, but actually lengthens the telomeres.
This enzyme. Got it.
Yes. So if these telomeres, in fact, are the things that scientists believe they are, the things that are a body's aging clock, and you can not only stop the aging, but you can move it back. You know, I mean, this is the everything that every
tonic... You can be a baby again.
Every tonic has ever... And you couldn't be a baby again because of the fact that you've grown. You're not going to shrink. But you could be...
Don't be ridiculous, Ian.
At the peak of your youth, you know, say in your mid-20s, early 20s, something like that. And this is...
That would be amazing.
Well, it would be amazing, right? But this is everything that every tonic has ever, you know, claimed.
Yeah.
It'll grow hair on a bald head. It'll give you back the color to your hair. You'll be rejuvenated. You'll run, jump, and hump just like a young buck again.
I believe it's telomerase.
Okay, telomerase.
You were close, Mark. Real close.
You're just taking this guy's word for it. Like he knows anything.
I'm looking at
the dictionary enunciation up.
Okay. Here's what William Andrews, Ph.D., co-author of a new study on TA65 and president and CEO of Sierra Sciences, LLC, had to say about the whole thing. This guy's selling you something. Remember, we are on the cusp of curing aging. TA65 is going to go down in history as the first supplement that you can take that doesn't merely extend your life a few years by improving your health, but actually affects the underlying mechanisms of aging. Better telomerase inducers will be developed in the coming years.
What? Telomerase.
Telomerase?
Telomerase.
Telomerase will be developed in coming years, but TA65 is the first of a whole new family of
That's great.
Telomerase,
I hope he's right.
Activating therapies that could eventually keep us young and healthy forever.
I don't know. If we all become immortal, does that mean we're going to run around with swords trying to cut each other's heads off? There can be only one.
I think what it'll mean is that we, at some point or another, get uploaded to the internet so that you can then experience things that you wouldn't otherwise experience.
Who's to say, though, that's not what happens when the physical body dies?
Who's to say that's not what's happened now? I mean, who's to say you're not a non-player character in a simulation?
There's no way to tell.
Right. Call me extremely skeptical about the idea of staying young and healthy forever. I just don't see that ever being possible. But the discovery of TA65 and telomerase inducers, did I get that wrong? In general, is a step forward that is a potential medical applications to extend human lifespan and reduce the risk of many common diseases, including Alzheimer's and cancer. If you can extend human lifespan 20 years, that gives you 20 more years
for them to get it right.
Next thing. Yep. That'll, yep. You know,
that's how they say it's going to happen.
Hey, we're out of time, but it's been fun, and it's been Ian with you.
And same I am.
And Mark. Telomerase. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.